I'm Bill Radke, KUOW 94.9 Seattle, news and information. The University of Washington home football season opens this Saturday. 60,000 fans are expected at Husky Stadium to see the team host the Eastern Washington Eagles. Now, imagine all of those fans packed into the Montlake Coliseum, screaming not for touchdowns, but for the murder of Roman slaves. Not so fun anymore. But the parallels between modern sports and ancient gladiators are not lost on the students of UW professor Sarah Stroop. This is Stroop's fifth year teaching a course in the university's classics department called War Games, about sporting events from ancient to modern times. Stroop says, although there are many differences, she's troubled by the similarities between college football and Roman gladiators.
Gladiators were slaves, so they were owned. They gave up citizenship, if they ever had been citizens, and that allowed them to be treated differently. And I worry that we verge on that with our college football players.
They're also our heroes, right?
We're not, as a culture, terribly nice to our heroes, are we?
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, if we look at heroes, what do we mean with heroes? If we look at the media and the way that we objectify actors and sports stars and politicians in the media, people who we might say are our heroes and get a lot of coverage, we really love to see them fail and fall.
Yeah, we love the violent hit, too.
Yeah, and this, of course, is an ongoing topic of conversation. We tolerate and even ask for on the field the sort of violence that would horrify us if we saw it in Red Square or on the Quad. It's part of the sport, and it's part of what makes it so exciting. It's part of what we love. But, you know, there's an ethical danger, I think, in failing to recognize that these are human beings.
How did the Romans feel about cheering on the murder of slaves?
The Romans had a violence problem that reminds us a lot of our violence problem. The phenomenon of gladiatorial events started as something quite small. It grew into a kind of a monstrosity. This was not one amphitheater. These were amphitheaters everywhere that there were Romans. And an amphitheater is made only to kill people. And this developed into a kind of a nightmarish sort of violent frenzy for Rome in the early empire. And I think that they came to be embarrassed of this addiction to violence. And it was an addiction. And it was something that people grew to depend upon. That makes me quite nervous, because Americans tolerate a great deal of spectacular violence. And we don't examine that and really, quite frankly, where it's headed.
Where do you think it's headed?
You know, I don't know. You know, when I grew up, television shows were the sitcoms, which also come actually from Rome. And now, you know, most shows, it seems, we've had a shift toward what was called reality television, which is mainly watching people be hurt or look stupid in order to feel better about oneself, right? So like Schadenfreude. And that's what, you know, the students that I teach now, this is what they have grown up on.
You have Huskies players in your class, yes?
I do.
How do they react to this analogy?
I was worried about offending students. What I found was that the students, the football players, are already aware of this. They are aware of the dangers of what they do, the short-term risks and the long-term risks. They weren't at all offended. They had already thought of themselves as gladiators to an extent. Hopefully this class lets them think a bit more deeply about that.
Well, obviously they're not slaves and they choose to play this game, but how do they feel about any similarities?
You know, it's hard to say how they feel, and I don't want to put words in their mouths. A lot of them write about it. I have them write papers at the end of the course, and a lot of them write about that. I think one of their main concerns, actually, more than the gladiatorial analogy, is the dumb jock problem that we have, which I think hooks into the idea of the gladiator being a disposable kind of a character. And you're right, they're playing by choice, but it's also a trade. I mean, it's a way that these students are getting an education. And so it is a choice, but we don't all have the same choices in life.
Are you a Husky fan?
I am a Husky fan. And especially now.
What's it like for you, though, to be yelling in the Husky Coliseum?
You know, it's funny because and it's a big deal for me because I really hate noisy places. So that takes some bravery on my part. Do I yell? You know, I like the spectacle, but I'm so aware of the dangers. And I've grown so close to these students, the ones I teach, but by extension, sort of all of them, that my main concern is that they don't get hurt.
University of Washington Classics professor Sarah Stroop teaches a course called War Games. Something to think about as you watch Saturday's matchup between the UW Huskies and the Eastern Washington Eagles. Kickoff is at noon at Montlake. I'm Bill Radke, KUOW 94.9 Seattle, news and information.